Muddy Waters Southside home is on its way to being named a Chicago landmark. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey has more on that with our extremely local news report. About time, huh, Seamus?
Yeah, how about it? I mean, this one seems like a no-brainer to me. Muddy Waters lived at 4339 South Lake Park for almost 20 years, from 1954 to 1973. And he wasn't just living there. He was a huge part of the neighborhood. I mean, that was the place where all of his proteges and fellow blues musicians would come through, sleep on the couch, jam in the basement. Chuck Berry lived upstairs for a while. Howlin' Wolf was there. So it was really, just seeped in history. So the plan is to, first of all, is to preserve it. Yesterday, the Commission on Chicago Landmarks unanimously approved a preliminary landmark status. They'll push it through most likely later this year. That's the main thing. It was at one point slated for demolition. It's got a big red X on the front of it, which is always a danger sign in Chicago for old homes. And the plan is to turn it into the Muddy Waters Mojo Museum, complete with a basement studio where people can record down there, a preservation of the whole front. You can go through where he used to live and jam and all that. So that's in the works. There's some fundraising left to do for that, but the big part is that the home, which is in a residential neighborhood, and will be interesting to see how they can operate a museum there. But people from all over the world will want to come and check that out and be a proud part of Chicago's music and history scene.
All over the world is right. 4339 South Lake and Chess Records on South Michigan Avenue released the first hits of Muddy Waters back in the day. Also, we have an interesting story about Southside history and some tours you can take. Tell us about this.
Yeah, absolutely. I would imagine the Muddy Waters Museum will someday be on this history tour, but this is a gentleman we've talked about in the past named Sherman Thomas, better known as Dilla. He's a TikTok star in the past year. He does these Chicago history tours in 1 minute tours on TikTok. He also posts them on Twitter as well, and they've just really blown up in the past year or so. Every time I check, he's got 1,000 new followers, and he just makes it short, sweet, and a lot of fun. And he includes a lot of South Side history as well. And so his plan now is to actually go from TikTok into live tours. He's going to take people on bus tours around all different great parts of the city, particularly on the South Side, and give his unique take on it. He's just a great delivery, makes history very interesting on his video, so I'm sure the tours are going to be fascinating as well. He's got an Eventbrite page if you look for Chicago Mahogany Tours by Dilla, D-I-L-L-A. And, he's going to start, he's doing them on for Juneteenth. He's doing a Father's Day tour, and he's doing July 4th shows, tours, but lots more to come. His main thing is, he says, Chicago is more than just what's north of Cermak, so he's gonna be hitting parts around the South Side for sure.
Good for him.
Check it out.
Thanks, Seamus. Have a great weekend.
All right, Bob. Thanks. You too.